you know. The names of the U.S. residents who then became the presidents and got a view from the White House loo of Pennsylvania Avenue. George Washington was the first, you see. He once chopped down a cherry tree.
President number two would be John Adams, and then number three.
Tom Jefferson stayed up to write the Declaration late at night, so he and his wife had a great big fight, and she made him sleep on the couch all night. James Madison never had a son, and he fought the War of 1812.
James Monroe's colossal nose was bigger than Pinocchio's.
John Quincy Adams was number six, and it's Andrew Jackson's butt he kicks. So Jackson learns to play politics next time he's the one that the country picks.
Martin Van Buren, number eight, for a one-term shot as chief of state.
William Harrison, how do you praise? That guy was dead in 30 days.
John Tyler, he liked country folk.
And after him came President Polk.
Zachary Taylor liked to smoke. His breath killed friends whenever he spoke.
1850, really nifty Miller, Fillmore's in.
Young and fierce was Franklin Pierce, the man without a chin.
Follows next up period Spennan. 4 long years with James Buchanan. Then the South starts shooting cannon. Then we got a civil war.
A war, a war down south of Dixie.
Up to bat comes old Abe Lincoln.
There's a guy who's really thinking.
Kept the United States from shrinking. Saved the ship of state from sinking.
Andrew Johnson's next. He had some flighty sex.
Congress each would impeach.
And so the country now elects
Ulysses Simpson Grant, who would scream and rave and rant
while drinking whiskey all the risky, cause he'd spill it on his pants.
It's 1877 and the Democrats would gloat, but they're all amazed when Rutherford Hayes wins by just one vote.
James Garfield, someone really hated, cause he was assassinated.
Chester Arthur gets instated, 4 years later he was traded.
But Grover Cleveland, really fat, elected twice as a Democrat. Then Benjamin Harrison, after that, it's William McKinley up the bat.
Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill.
And President Taft, he got the bill.
In 1913, Woodrow Wilson takes us into World War I.
Warren Harding next in line. It's Calvin Coolidge, he does fine.
And then in 1929, the market crashes and we buy.
It's Herbert Hoover's big debut. He gets the blame and loses too.
Franklin Roosevelt, president who helped us win in World War II.
Harry Truman, weird little human, serves 2 terms and when he's done.
It's Eisenhower who's got the power from 53 to 61.
John Kennedy had Camelot, then Lyndon Johnson took his spot.
Richard Nixon, he gets caught, and Gerald Ford fell down a lot.
Jimmy Carter like campaign trips,
and Ronald Reagan's speeches, scripts all came from famous movie clips, and President Bush said, read my lips.
Now in Washington, D.C.,
there's Democrats and the GOP,
but the ones in charge are plain to see.
The Clintons, Bill and Hillary.
The next president to lead the way, well, it just might be yourself one day. Then the press will distort everything you say. So jump in your plane and fly away.